suffer as chai soul. Continuation of a musical operation on the sufferer's chai soul. With DJ Strider. Yeah, man.
Greetings and love to one and all. Sufferer's Choice. Rootsman's voice of myself, Strider. Kicking things off tonight with the legendary sounds of the Wailing Soul right here. Greetings and love once again in the hot seat, myself, Strider, Roots and Culture, right up to the hours of 9 o'clock this evening. Special guest in the house, more information going to be coming in just a little while on that. Do remember the hotline number is open as per usual, 07794 655 178. Also, the Sufferer's Choice Facebook fan page is up and running as well. We'd love to hear from any of you, wherever you are listening from across the globe right now. It'd be great to hear from you. This is Dubwise in a disco mix style, Wailing Soul.
Root. Reality. DJ Strider. Yeah, man, Militant Rider.
Roots rocking on a Monday. That's how we like it. It's great to be here once again. One blast from the past, Green Sleeves 12-inch disc, Wailing Soul. They don't know Ja. Gonna stick inside the Green Sleeve selection. Live radio, real radio, for the people, by the people. Check this one. A little bit bumpy. Let's try the other turntable, because you know how it goes sometimes with the situation in the studio. Let's hear it on the right-hand turntable. This is maybe slightly jumpy because it's slightly warped. Original copy. Anthony Johnson. Special request to all the Jaloco crew. She let go this one, she let go that one. She let go this one, she let go that one. Until she finds the one who she loves. Oh yeah now, until she finds the one who she loves. Oh right now, she gonna walk the street every day. She let go that one. She let go this one. She let go that one. Until she found the one who she loves. Oh yeah now. If I follow my heart, I'm gonna love she and love she all the time. Oh, oh yeah. She let go that one. She let go this one. She let go that one. Until she find the one who she loves. Oh yeah now. Alright. Come along baby. Make me love you always.
Ashi.com. Best do it. Passion.com.
Love, be always, yeah. Oh yeah. She let go this one, she let go that one. She let go this one, she let go that one. Until she find the one who she loves. Oh yeah, now. Until she find the one who she came for. The street every day, until she find the right lover. She's gonna walk the street every day, until she finds the one who she loves. She's not gonna stop.
Classic blast from the past. Revival Pressure. Monday evening. Warming things up. Inside the original drum and bass. Reggae wise. Greetings to one and all just joining us. Myself, Strider, once again in the hot seat. Nearly 18 years of the Sufferer's Choice Show. Roots music right through. Sending a big mention out to everyone coming from the Facebook. Jawagi, Southend on Sea. Greetings to Jarut in Switzerland. Big up to Nicholas. Also to Dirk over there in Germany. Big up to Sam. All of the Jah Frequency sound crew out of Belgium locked in. To Amos, also in Germany. Yeah. Keep the comments coming. We love to hear from anyone, wherever you are in the globe. Quarter past the hour of seven. There's so much to pack into the show this evening. It's going to be a good one. We have live and direct in the studio, very special guest, local artist, Devan, out to the mighty Talisman. That's right, live. We're going to be featuring the brand new album, just released. We're going to be touching the test press vinyl. You know, that's what we love on the show. Vinyl purveyors. The album's entitled Eyes Erection. The mighty sounds of Talisman out of Bristol. So right up after this one, first track of the album, and then some reasoning with Devan.
She's gonna walk the street every day. Until she finds the one who she loves, she's not gonna stop. Whoa.
This one on a sound system. Round and heavy. Hold tight, Conroy. Good to see you earlier.
Suffer a choice way. Play me say, play this here rocking reggae. The sufferer's choice way. Yeah, man. Man called DJ Strider.
Stand up and help yourself.
Exclusive.
Stand up and help yourself.
This is Talisman.
For everything you need, you got to pay the price. And when you think about it, doesn't it seem right? It's no good saying I'm a loser.
Ooh.
And give up the fight, because that's the time you fall by the wayside. Wasting your life.
forward and do it again and touch it from the top. Yeah, this is a sufferer's choice.
Why you stand up and help yourself? Stand up and help yourself.
For everything you need, you got to pay the price. And when you think about it, doesn't it seem right? It's no good saying I'm a loser.
Yourself. Talisman. So we've got Devan live in the studio. Gonna flip this one and give you the dubwise.
Lord, stand up and help yourself.
And have a little chat, reasoning.
Stand up and help yourself.
Gonna be featuring this LP and reasoning with Devan out of Talisman right up until the 8 o'clock hour.
To live
keep it locked. Sufferer's choice.
Stand up and help yourself. Stop hoping for things to change. Give it up. Stand up and help yourself. Stop hoping for things to change. Give it up now. Stand up and help yourself.
Dubwise. Part 2. Selection.
outstanding music. Musicianship. Dub. Running this off of the test press. This is an LP on Sugar Shack Records. Released now. Currently being circulated around all leading outlets.
Stand up and help yourself.
It's Talisman out of Bristol. So of course we big them up to the max. That's where we're transmitting from right now. Right around the globe. And as I announced, live and direct, we have Devan out of Talisman in the studio. Do you want to just test your microphone and greetings?
Yes, blessed love, greetings and salutations to all Bristol listeners and the ones online from far, far across the waters, you know?
Yes, Devan, it's lovely to have you live in the studio. Thanks for coming down and being here.
Thanks,
At least it's not too far, being Bristol.
Yes.
And Talisman is, you know, I've heard of Talisman from I was a youngster growing up in Bristol. Can you just tell us a little history about the band and stuff, you know, when things began?
Yes, well, the history, 1979 was the inception.
Wow.
The iception, you know? And
yeah.
We went through several changes of personnel, as you would imagine bands go through and all them kind of things.
Of course.
Originally, it sounded like it's a feedback, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, originally, we were called Revelation Rockers. But then after a few gigs, we spread out to London and we met this other big band called Revelation at the time.
Right.
And the manager came over to us and kindly requested that we change our name. to stop any confusion and them kind of things, we just took another name because, you know, at the time it was more suitable for us.
Made
so
it
we
simpler.
Came up with Talisman, yes, for real.
You especially don't want to start things with on a bad footing.
No, you understand.
Yeah, of course. So that's why the name Talisman came about. And can you just tell the listeners the meaning behind that name and how it came about?
Well, you know, the band's names comes up in sort of strange situations. And, you know, as you know, Talisman is meant to be a good luck charm. It's something that you keep on you. Your talisman can be anything that you like. It's just something that you think that brings you good fortune, it brings you blessing. And also, wherever we went, you know, the personalities and the character of the band at that time was that wherever we went and played, we just won over our audiences.
Right.
You know, by our sheer personality and musicality. So we said, you know, it was the talisman charm.
Yeah, I like,
you know?
It. Yeah.
So, yeah, the name kind of fitted us still.
Of course. Mm. And back then, you're talking 1979, I was two. So, you know, this is going back a bit. And what was it like then as a British reggae band or a Bristol reggae band even? How was it like entering the world of reggae and live bands?
Well, you know, when you start out playing reggae and you're not in the heart of the where the music was conceived, which is Jamaica, then you always look to Jamaica and you always want to sound like the Jamaicans, and
yeah.
You know, linguistically as well as musically, and thematically as well.
True.
And yes, you know, we did that for a while, but we eventually found out that really and truly you have to be true to yourself and your environment and where you find yourself, because although we living in a relative poverty here as well, the poverty that they're feeling in Jamaica is not the same as here.
Yeah.
And the oppression that they're feeling in Jamaica is not the same as the oppression that we feel here. So we have to express it in terms of living in England.
Yeah.
You understand?
Your own personal experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes I wonder, you know, if I was in Jamaica, whether I would have picked up music or whether I would be singing and writing about the things that I sing and write about, because the environment and the things like that is different.
Yeah.
You know, the climate is different. I proved that as well. We visited Jamaica once through the benevolence of Simbarashi Tongogaro, and we spent some time in Trenchtown, about 3 months. And the kind of songs that I eventually wrote in that kind of climate, it was completely different from the kind of songs that I would write when I was here.
That's very interesting.
And
yeah,
that it was to do with being in a different climate, and having different kind of people around you and just different things.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, very interesting. Mm. I've always found that, you know, there is a difference between listening to British reggae and Jamaican reggae. And as you kind of pointed out, rightly so, really, because it's two different environments. So it's very interesting to hear you say that. We'll talk a little bit more about, especially about the old days, and bring it forwards onto the brand new album as well. But unfortunately, the commercial break is going to interrupt us any second, Devan. Mm-hmm. But give thanks for being here once again. Lovely to have you.
Yeah, man. Blessed love, yes.
And we'll carry on with featuring tracks off of this great LP. I've been playing it at home, and it really is a wonderful piece of work, body of work. So it's going to be great to share it with all you good listeners live and direct on the radio show here tonight. Exclusively, Sufferer's Choice. We like to bring you good music, quality music, each and every Monday. See you on the other side. Bless.
Resurrection LP Talisman. Devan live in the studio. Track was Devan on lead vocals.
It's your world.
This is
your
Denison.
Time. Come rain, come shine. It's your world. Your time. Come rain, come shine. Hey, yot.
Melodic giant piece soon to come.
Don't let Babylon pressure get you down. Babylon pressure get you down.
This is so far, this is so far as jazz. So far, this is so far as jazz. DJ Australia,
run it. Vibrations. Featuring Talisman. So like I said, Devan live in the studio. So Devan, we were talking about those early days and you were saying about the, you know, the environment you're recording in and growing up in and writing music in as well. And can you tell us also where things led on then through the 1980s, what happened with Talisman?
After the band started to disintegrate around about 1984-85. You know, one thing and another, musical differences, direction of people, and not getting enough money to feed six people, and some of we were starting to have children and family, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think with any band going through those changes, you know, and unless you're really solid, then yeah, it tends to split things up. So yeah, that's what happened with and some of the members and myself and Dennison, being the backbone of Talisman really from the start, you know, we stuck together. And as I said, mentioned earlier on, we went to Trenchtown via Simbarashi. He took us to Trenchtown and we had the opportunity to record with some of the big musicians out there and some of the nice studios, you know, Tough Gang Dynamics and places like that.
Lovely.
And an album came out of that called Jam Rock.
Okay.
You know? Again, that suffered from not being able to be marketed in a proper way because none of the bigger labels wanted to take it on, and we just released it small on our own label.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
You
know? Collector's piece.
Yes, them kind of thing there. So we always had ideas about the band getting back together, but the computer came in and started to take over the making of music, and musicians didn't really want to spend time learning instruments and rehearsing and going out playing, you know, maybe sometimes not getting paid.
Yes.
And the reason why they don't get paid is because they're trying to build up a reputation and a following.
Yeah.
And a lot of musicians didn't want to go through that again because they'd done it before, you understand?
Yeah, of course.
So it was always difficult to get people to join bands. Yeah. Everybody just wanted to be a session musician.
And it must have been hard with people joining but then not lasting, and, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It wouldn't last. They would come in, they want money, they take the money and they run, and that was the end of that. So, you know, we just let things lie until I think it was 2010.
Okay.
Yes, when Mike Darby from at the time Bristol Archive record label came and said, you know, listen, I'm going to be releasing some of Bristol's, not just reggae, all of Bristol music that's, you know, been created in the past, because I want to leave a legacy and a history of all the good music that come out of Bristol.
Yeah.
And from the reggae world, he wanted to include us as well as, you know, the other group, you know, which I won't mention the name. No. Yeah, Black Roots.
Big up Black Roots.
Restriction and Troopers, a young group called Troopers, and all those kind of groups. So we said, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
We said, yeah, and...
And how have you found that? Because we had Mike Darby come on from the label and talk about all what he's been doing with Bristol Archive Records and also Reggae Archive. And, you know, how have you found that as a band? As you know, have you found things go?
Well, this mic, I got feedback. You know, dry it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we find that Mike Darby is I think he's a genuine player, you know, as you call it. And he's pretty easy to work with and get on with. So far, we've not had any problems. Well, we might come to that in a minute as well. And it's been pretty easy going. He does what he says he's going to do. And, yeah, we're here 3 years later after the Isurrection, and we make a new album.
Wonderful. I mean, that's what I found great about the label is it's brought about some music, you know, it's made accessible music that was often forgotten about and very hard to get. I've got some of the original Talisman 12 inches or Black Roots 12 inches or whatever, and these vinyl discs were hard to come by, and it's great that, you know, now the music is so much more accessible and they're still pressing vinyl and keeping that tradition up. So for me personally, and I know I speak on behalf of a lot of people, it's great to hear bands like yourselves as Talisman, you know, having the music there accessible again. Yeah. And talking of this, bringing it up to speed to this LP, you know, tell us a bit more about this. I mean, we've been hearing the tracks, and to me, it's wonderful. It's a great album, and I love the heavy roots element of it. Love the dub cuts here as well. It's great to have. And it's got kind of a stripped-back feel. You know, can you tell us how it was to record this LP?
Well, it was pretty easy to record because, you know, we've been doing that for a long time. But the stripped-back feel, no, that's not what we really set out to do. But it came about through collaboration with Rootical Productions from London.
Oh, yeah.
And when we look at what's really happening today, you know, Talisman has always been a small P political band, you know. We talk about contemporary things and consciousness and all them kind of thing there.
Yeah.
And when we look at what was going on during those times when we was at our heights, and we look at what is happening now, it's like nothing has changed. The conservatives were in power then, and the conservatives are in power now. There was 3 million people on the dole then, there was 2.9 million people unemployed right now, going up to the 3 million mark.
Yeah.
It's just a different prime minister at the helm, you understand?
Yeah.
And also the theme behind it, Isurrection. Well, that, you know, that was a play on words in terms of a resurrection of the Talisman.
Of course, yeah.
But also we decided, well, the I is got to be a representative of Rastafari, because Rastafari, on a personal level for me, is what brought me into consciousness of my Africanness, you understand? Yeah. And so I can never forget Rastafari. So that's why we have the I. So Isurrection, Resurrection, what you want to call it, but it's the I for we.
You've got the power of the I.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
You know, yeah, have that, more impact.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And talking of that lyrically, you know, it strikes me from listening to the music and the words that, you know, but now reasoning with you as well, that words sound, which we know is power, is a very is very important to you. This is, you know.
Yes, lyrics is important because, you know, apart from the jumping up and down and having a good time, there's always a message in what we have to say.
Of course.
And so therefore, the lyrics have to mean something. You know, we want you to go away from our shows with something in your head rather than just, you know, maybe alcohol or something of the other sort. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, go away with something thinking, yes, maybe my life is going to change, maybe just a little bit from hearing those utterances, yeah?
Yeah.
And also we have to give praises as well.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we can't forget Rastafari. You know?
And these songs are spiritual, and these words of have heavy depth and meaning. And this has always been something that we've pushed heavily on the show, hence the title, Sufferer's Choice. And I think... I'm interested to know how you find it as the band and even individually as yourself, in terms of, you know, we're talking about the late 70s to the early 80s, and now the Eyes Erection, you're talking about, 2010, as you said. What are the differences that you are finding in terms of who you're playing to, or just the music scene in general?
Well, the audience from the outset has always been predominantly white working middle class.
Even from the early days?
Yes, because Talisman has always been that kind of band. We don't really call ourselves a roots band, mm-hmm. you know, although people give us that label.
Yeah.
Our music is militant and hard, but we would never call it roots. Maybe, you know, that's a mistake, but we would never give it that title.
You'd have called it more of an all-round reggae band as opposed to roots band.
Our own reggae band, you know, we used to play different styles, different tempos,
mm-hmm.
and it had its appeal to different kinds of people.
Yeah.
You know? The heavy dubs and what that made us, you know, quite popular, wasn't a particular feature of Talisman's music.
Yeah.
It was just some of the things that we played.
Yeah.
And that's why Talisman became so popular. But in terms of the audience is still predominantly white, working class and middle class. And I don't think it's going to change.
Yeah.
I haven't analyzed it. I don't know what the reason is, but yeah.
This is something that we've discussed on the show, you know, and even privately I've discussed with people. It, particularly when you're listening to messages and you were talking about Rastafari brought you in touch much more with your Africanness and this whole focus. I personally find it quite interesting sometimes how... such messages have a following in far-flung places. There's probably people listening right now in Finland, and, mm-hmm. for example,
mm-hmm.
and Switzerland and Sweden and so on. And, you know, how do you feel as a black man who found Rastafari that this message has gone right around the globe?
Well, we can only describe it as, you know, we had a bit of inspiration. We did a show Sunday night last night. Yes, down at the Tekla.
Yeah,
and you know, it wasn't a jam-packed crowd. In fact, it's probably only about 35, 40 people there. You understand? But it was one of the best shows that we've played since we come back. You understand?
Right.
And during one of the songs, there was an inspiration, to chant, "People Power." You know, people get strong.
Yeah.
And that's what Rastafari is. Rastafari is people power and the strength of the people. And that's how we see it.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody have to get strong in something. And, you know, who take to the message is love and peace and oneness.
Yeah.
And I think all peoples, wherever you go on the globe, will always flock to that kind of message.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, give thanks. And also, you know, you mentioned that Talisman are kind of an all-round reggae band, so to speak. I mean, I'd like to say personally, I know this has kind of a slightly stripped-back feel and stuff, but this is a direct root show here, so we're great big fans of this particular LP because it really, to me, when I heard it, it was, I would always play, say, a Talisman album or whatever. I would play stuff and I would be listening for the roots cuts, you know, and there's mm-hmm. a roots cut, but then there would be a much lighter cut, say, mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that appeals to different people, but for us rootsites, this LP is an essential buy, mm-hmm. I think, and it really does highlight the rootical side of Talisman.
Yes, well, the other side of that is, but you know, I was talking earlier about the cycle that has gone round. Because when we were at the top of our cycle, and the political situation that was there at the time. And now we've gone around and come back around. And we've had a rebirth, you know, a resurrection, a isurrection.
Yeah.
So we feel that the music also has to come from an isurrection standpoint. So that's why all those melodies have been stripped back and we just have the pure drum, bass, guitar and touch of organ here and there. And the vocals and the message, you know.
I think the message perhaps even strikes through even harder due to that. And it's wonderful to hear. I strongly urge all Roots listeners, you know, tuned in to grab a copy. I'm sure after hearing some of these cuts that they're bound to. It's a you know, it's a great body of work and collection. And time is against us. Once we get into these reasonings, I could reason for ages personally. But I think you know, it's important to just try and cover everything. And you said you performed last night in Bristol. You're currently on tour, aren't you?
Yes, we're on tour. The Isurrection tour. We started 3 weeks ago in Oxford, and we've done three shows now in the tour, and we're going up to Scotland for a week, starting on Wednesday.
Wow.
And at the end of that, we're supporting the Mighty Diamonds in Exeter.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah.
That's a lovely way to round it off with the Mighty Diamonds there.
Yes, for real.
Excellent. That's great. So, currently on tour. So, if you're in any of those cities and you know, you can check online where they're playing, you know, get out and go and hear Talisman live as well.
Yeah, we have a website, you know, talismanreggae.com, or you can get us on Facebook, same way, Talisman Reggae Facebook, you know?
Okay, talismanreggae.com.
Yes.
Great.
Excellent. You have to put the reggae beside it because there's a Talisman rock group in Sweden, and if you tap that into YouTube or anything like that, you will come up with a rock group, so you have to put the reggae. You have to put Talisman Reggae.
Talisman Reggae. You might get something completely different.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, Devan. Well, I want to feature a couple more tracks, hopefully before the break, so I'll round up the reasoning. But thank you very much for coming in live and speaking to myself and the listeners.
Thank you for having me here, man. More than welcome.
No, it's great to meet you and have these vibes. Give thanks. It's always a lot nicer, I think, for the listeners when they can also get to hear some personal accounts from the artists, you know.
Sure, sure.
So yes, give thanks. Wish you all the best with the rest of the tour, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again with hopefully more from Talisman in the future.
Yes, blessed love.
Give thanks. Bless. Okay, people, we're going to continue with the vibrations with another track off of this wonderful album, Isurrection. This tune is entitled Things I Get Tough. Special request to all listeners in tune.
Rougher than rough, rougher than rough,
You don't have a pay no price. See? But that's too nice.
Inside the Dubwise. Excellent. So as you heard Devan say, Talisman currently on tour. Alongside Dan Ratchett. On the 4th of this month they were in Oxford. On the 11th, Totnes. And of course, as you heard Devan say last night, here in Bristol, the 13th. Talisman continue to tour. The 17th are in Glasgow, the 18th Dundee, and the 19th in Edinburgh. The 24th London, the 25th Gloucester. And they're moving on into November. The 8th Talisman reach Leamington Spa, the 9th Swansea, the 10th Cardiff, the 15th Doncaster, and then the 16th Nottingham. So try and catch one of those shows. And definitely try and purchase, pick up a copy of this great LP, Isurrection. So the commercial break's gonna come up shortly. Do you just want to say guidance to the people, Devan?
Yes, well, blessed love and guidance, yes, to all the people who's listening, here at home and those abroad. And, you know, we need your support, so go out and buy the album. Give us time and finance to make another album for your personal enjoyment. Blessed love.
Give thanks, Devan. Lovely to have you in the studio. Blessed love. Live and direct, second hour of the Sufferer's Choice Showcase this evening. Thank you very much to all of you listening in right now. Big up to those who've just joined us, and particularly big up to those who've been here from the beginning of the show. You will be well aware that we've had Devan out of Talisman, local reggae band Talisman, in the studio, bigging up and promoting their new LP, Isurrection, and Talisman currently on tour. So give thanks to each and everyone who enjoyed that. I particularly enjoyed reasoning there with Devan and hearing some of the accounts from the past. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him on future shows with future releases. But in the meantime, pick up that great LP. Now we've got just an hour to fit enough more selection in because there is a bag of vinyl in the studio waiting to play. This one, 12-inch, One in the Spirit Records. It's been out a few weeks now, and it's a relic of the classic Juggernaut. This one produced by Iñaki and BDF. Special request to Ras Kama, Negus Melody. New 12-inch featuring four cuts of the great Juggernaut relic style. I'm going to flip this one on and give you cut four live and direct on the wire. This one in all leading shops. keeping everyone in tune. Hold tight. Older Irie rocker. Tuned in France. Greetings to Jan. All the crew in Montreal, Spencer Seed Organization. Hold tight, Anna. Tuned in Wiesbaden. Charlie Banks. Greetings to Teresa, bless up. Stepping forward, hi-fi, locked in from High Normandy. Greetings to Oliver Bourne. Bless. Patch. All the Reggae Society crew. Enough respect. Easy Tom. Greetings to Island Rebel in Florianopolis. All the way over there in Brazil. Very beautiful part of the world. Greetings. Apologies for the dodgy wire in the studio. Very annoying, getting right on my nerves. But we continue on as professionals, live and direct. This next one, 7-inch 45. This one is a special request to all those who reached on last Thursday in Bristol to the Watershed to see the Bunny Lee film, I Am the Gorgon. Big up to Steve Rice for making that happen. It was a wonderful evening. I'm sure everyone will agree who attended. Sold out, packed out cinema, and a great film. Once that actually lands on DVD probably next year, well worth a buy. A real interesting insight into the life of the great Bunny Lee. Bunny Lee was present. It was great to meet Bunny Lee and his son as well, or one of his sons. The man has 35 children. And big up to everyone who bought the book as well. It was a great evening, really had a good time. So this one is a special request. Comes on a 7-inch. This one, Aggravator label, special request in a DJ style. The great Justitch.
Nagesta Fita. Mean love, peace and joy, y'all. Not too much in the steel of a culture. Back where slave master. That's by insane. Can't make it, y'all. Go ahead, your brutality. Can't come for night, y'all.
Oh, my brother,
what the man say?
Oh, la la la.
Yeah. Shine and make it just the glow. Rise and shine and a Babylon fall. Rise and shine and make it just the glory. Rise and shine and a Babylon fall. Natty dread on the ball. Say the natty dread won't stop. And natty dread on the ball. Say the natty dread won't fall. Natty dread on the lion. And let him come from Mount Zion. Say a natty jade a the lion. Say the natty come from Mount Zion. Yeah. Back way with the brutality. And I don't want that.
Every tongue shall tell.
Everyone shall get fair according to his word. When Jaja come, y'all. And everyone gotta stand
there
upright
love,
for his right, y'all. So natty rise and shine and give it joy and glory. Rise and shine and a Babylon fall. To rise and shine and make it joy and glory. Rise and shine and a Babylon fall. To dread on the ball. Say the natty dread won't stop.
Natty dread on the ball.
A Jaja dread with the lightning, dread with the under, dread with the fire. A Jaja dread with the under, dread with the lightning, dread with the fire. Brimstone and fire. Then watch your step on what you're doing, I'll tell you.
7-inch.
Peace and love in the ghetto.
Reissue. Out now.
All mankind, y'all.
The great Justitch, and we did see Justitch featured in that same film, I Am the Gorgon. Great watch that was. We move on inside the track entitled Glory Dub.
Took us away from Africa. with the intention to steal our culture. The good father passed by and said, humble yourselves, my little ones. Humble yourselves, my children. And I humble yourselves.
This is Dub. Request to Mickey and Jadi, locked in up there in Clapton, London, cooking up some Ital feast. Greetings to Dragstar up in Brixton, texting in each and everyone. Give thanks for listening.
No pitch shall come up on
I. Special request to Jess and all at sirenartist.com. Big up to the maximum. As that one fades away on the wheels of steel. Myself, still on a vibe because I turned 36 yesterday. Yes, my birthday yesterday. And celebrating yesterday. Nice to have the birthday on a Sunday. And big up to everyone celebrating with me. Big up to my Empress Essie as well. And of course, my little man, Kian, now 6 months old. And I'd like to send birthday greetings directly out to Digistep because it's Digistep's birthday today. Yes, we are born a day apart. In 1977, in the month of October, on the 13th, Strider appeared, and on the 14th, Digistep appeared. So big up to Digi, each and every time, special request on your Erstrong today. We continue with a brand new musical selection. This is the latest out of Sipper Cup, courtesy of Gussie P, and it's the late, great Junior Jux Delgado.
For dreadlocks and me.
Brand new and musically good for you. As I lift up my adapter, here comes the same chapter.
For dreadlocks and me. Water goes dark. Water goes dark. Water goes dark. In the middle of the sea. They are saying for dreadlocks and me. Jump the bed.
Junior Delgado re-sings his classic Fort Augustus. Obviously before he passed. Here for Gussie P. Gussie P releases it on his Sipper Cup label. It's a 10-inch press. Vinyl disc spinning. Delgado wailing. What a voice. Right now I'm flipping the disc and give you a new A, one of the Dubwise versions. That one disco mixes into the dub. As you flip it, there's two more dubs. Down in a this one entitled Down a GP Dub. Rough, tough and dangerous. Listen to this piece. Gussie. Big up to Ossia and all at Peng Sound Records in Tune. Big up Alex Tape Echo. Mo joining us, big up. Greetings to Jazzo, live from Leicester. And I went up straight up my brethren, Mark Iration Stepper, locked in up in a high rise in Leeds. One rough. Hey, I could hear this on the sound mark. Thunderous. Do remember in the final half an hour chapter, ticket giveaway for this Friday. Teachings in dub. Trinity Center is finally coming around. Iration Steppers. Meet King Shiloh. Two sound systems, one arena. Trinity Center, Friday. Tickets selling fast as per usual. So get on it. Or stay in tuned. And you could be the lucky one winning the freeness tonight. You know what? Feeling this vibration, let's just give you a next cut as I lift up my adapter. Here comes a different chapter, y'all. This one, entitled Gustus P in Dub.
squeeze one more in before the break. Stay with us right through until 9. This one in your shops. Well, they're pretty much all in your shops. Some of them a few weeks, some of them only just. We try and spin them early and first right here. All we're doing is promoting the latest and greatest in roots rock, reggae, vinyl, dub releases. So as that one fades away, this is a 7-inch. This is how we run it, this is how we drop it on the sufferer's choice, yeah? 7-inch press from the top.
All them I try to fight down eyes.
Dread out there.
All them I try.
Rise up all those who have the original on 7-inch. Yes, in a collection.
I just dread out there.
In a stepper's man style. Turn up the volume.
I just dread out there.
Get up, stand up and rock.
I just dread out there.
Sufferer's choice.
Live unto righteousness. Live not for selfishness. Live unto righteousness. Live not for selfishness.
And do it again and touch it from the top. Yeah, this is a sufferer's choice.
7-inch press, I'll see you after the break. Yes, that's how we roll for real, for true. Live on the wire, myself Stride in the hot seat. Half an hour to go. During this half an hour segment, ticket giveaway, double pass, free entry this Friday to Iration Steppers. Meet King Shiloh live and direct at the Trinity Centre. Ticket selling fast. It's going to be another big one. Teachings in Dub returns. We're very much looking forward to it. In the meantime, music continues. This one, brand new Abashantii label, Dubwise style, Righteous Way. Shantiites, 12-inch disc, Abashantii label. So competition time is very simple, extremely easy, but what we're going to do is put names in a hat as per usual. It might not be an actual hat, it might just be a pot. Oh, there's a plastic pint glass in the studio, empty and clean. I shall scribble the names down and put them in that, shake it up, and announce the winner during this half an hour segment. So Iration Steppers are coming to Bristol. They return to Teachings in Dub this Friday. Regular in the TID Arena. Direct from Leeds, the vanguard of dub. Playing dubs in a year 3000 style. Spiritual stepping warriors. Iration Stepper. They shall be meeting for the first time ever in Bristol. The mighty King Shiloh with their sound system. Two sounds, one arena. All you need to do, hit me up on the Facebook. You can PM the Sufferer's Choice fan page or text in on 07794-655178 and just tell me, where did King Shiloh hail from? It's easy.
Names in the Glass. Not the hat. Big up to everyone playing a part. You will win a free double pass. You plus one. Direct in. On Friday. Remember to text, not to phone. This time is against me. Let's hear part two, Shantiites in Session, right you now. Righteous Way, Righteous Dub. Big up to Chef. Easy, Hugh. Firstly, you're disqualified. And secondly, yeah, I hear you. True. Big up to everyone coming in on the text line. We have had quite a few correct answers. The names going into this plastic glass in the studio, getting shuffled around, and the winner announced before the close of the show. Brigadier JC, yes, my brother, says this tune is bad. Here comes another text. Correct answer again. Hold tight, Frankie Dread. Do remember, Roots Factory Showcase, live on the Sufferer's Choice Show, soon. Many special guests passing through. Just keep it in tune each week. Tough Scout are gonna be here. 28th of this month. The Tough Scout Duo. Can't wait for that one. Some exclusive cuts, some reasoning, and some vibes. This is a Sufferer's Choice each and every Monday. Mark Iration, you too are disqualified. I like your answer too. Pick up all the massive them in a Bradford up north. Yes, I. So I'm going to allow you to keep the answers coming through. Sufferer's Choice, Facebook fan page. You can PM or you can text in on the studio line 07794655178. I'm going to close the competition after the next track, the first cut of it. So you've got about 4 minutes left. As we forwards across to the right-hand turntable, leaving that great Abba Shantyi track, Shantyi's track, Righteous Way. This is a 10-inch on the Rutical Attack record label, and this is The Disciples, straight dubwise. On a Monday night is the sufferer's choice with myself, Strider. Disciples. This one tough, rough, dread, heavy, heavy like lead. Teachings, 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 higher teachings in dub. Soon closed, last minute to go. The Disciples. Rise up, my brethren, Rusty, every time. This one, a must for the collection.
Mash up the place with Dubwise, man, because you have it, Rasta, you have it.
Mash up. Competition closed. Give thanks to each and everyone entering. Of course, the correct answer
Well, Anster, I was nearly saying the answer in that then. The correct answer is Amsterdam. King Shiloh Sound System hailed from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. If you said the Netherlands is correct, if you said Amsterdam is correct, accept the same, accept both answers. So big up to each and every one. We're going to put all the names in that have come in so far into a hat, and we shall be announcing the winners at the close of the show. So give thanks to all those playing a part. Teachings in Dub this coming Friday. Iration Steppers, you know they're going to be letting off selection like this. Rough, Tough and Dangerous. Inside the Part 2. Disciples Rhythm Section, played without objection. This one is a special request to the Bristol Reggae Society, directly from I. All the Teachings in Dub family. Everyone working hard, making sure Friday is another success. Give thanks for the works, give thanks for the vibes. Pushing sound system culture forwards ever and backwards never. Teachings in Dub, Trinity Center. It's gonna be dread, red or red. So the winner will be announced 5 minutes to the hour. It's now 2:15. Time is ticking, time is passing. Myself celebrating my 36th birthday yesterday. Give thanks for another year. Once again, like I said earlier, big up to Digistep on his birthday today. 36 as well. The Dub Chasm duo. Still in our prime, yeah? Do remember you can catch Dub Chasm live and direct in Cardiff. Sunday the 20th. That's this Sunday. Alongside the Heatwave and many others. Check it out online. The following week we are in London, in the capital. More information on our Facebook, etc. Into November, we're heading to Toulouse Dub Club, France. Alongside Kanka, alongside Weedin Dub. Dub Chasm in session. More shows, more information. Forthcoming radio shows. Give thanks. So up next, this next one is actually my personal favourite tune of the moment. Only arrived in the post the other day. It is in your shops. It's on the DigiSigna label. You can check out the website as well for more information. And I'll read that out in just a moment. But this one, anyway, this one is Rough, Tough and Dangerous. I'm going to run a version first and then the vocal. But this one, personal favourite right now. In Dub Chasm sessions, this one we will be dropping for sure. Love this one. Steppers. Okay, the names are in the plastic glass. We're gonna shuffle that round shortly. So this one, Rough, Tough and Dangerous, as you can hear, it's got that hypnotic steppers vibe to it. Skank out in a dance, kick up your foot, reach a higher heights. Reach an even higher heights when you hear the vocal. This is the legendary Admiral Tibbet out of Jamaica. Listen to this cut, Rough. Must be thankful. Admiral Tibbet. Thanks every time, every day. What a tune, what a vibe. Like I said, a favorite at the moment. I thought we had another text coming through regarding the show, and it just says, you could be entitled to thousands in compensation for your accident in the last 3 years. So just a spam thing coming through. We all get them. They annoy us all. Anyway, competition is closed, and the competition winner is going to be announced. I've put these names into the cup. I've just jiggled them around, and I'm literally about to pull out the name now. Ollie B. Big up to Ollie B each and every time. Ollie B is the winner. You plus one in absolutely free this coming Friday at Teachings in Dub. Big up to the Maximum. Hold tight, all those entering. Big up to Patrick. Big up to Mo. Big up to Henry. big up to Tom, big up to Johnny, Marcus, also Mary as well, big up to the Maximum, and yeah, I think that's it, that's all the pieces of paper. Big up to each and everyone who entered, that was all the correct answers, absolutely massive, big up for the response. Tickets are on sale, they're at the Bristol Ticket Shop, and you can get them over the counter or online. They're at iwanttickets.com, they're also available from Just Tickets up at the Bristol Uni, they're available from our own Idle Hands record store here on Stokes Croft, and also Genesis Music, Stapeson Road, so yeah, plenty available. Those tickets, once sold out, we will hold limited places to pay on the door. It is more to pay on the door, so we strongly urge you to grab your tickets in advance. But you, Ollie B, are coming in absolutely free because you won the competition. Of course, it was Amsterdam in the Netherlands, King Shiloh passing through, teaching Zindub for the very first time, meeting Iration Steppers. Right now we continue with this rough, tough and dangerous rhythm. This is Side B. Next week, same time, same place, we shall link again. Give thanks for your listening ears. Pushing the message, pushing the music. Forwards ever, backwards never. Friday, see you at Trinity.
When I wake up in the morning, first thing I chant and pray. Without the Almighty blessings, I just can't go through the day.
Like I said, I'll see you Friday, all teachings in Dub family. Or Dub Chasmite, see you Sunday in Cardiff. And all Sufferer's Choice, I'd see you right back here Monday for your regular show. Have a good week. Walk good, talk good. Stay safe. Jagaide.
Passion Radio.